Welcome, my friends, to the Generations Radio broadcast. My name is Kevin Swanson. It's good to have you tune in with us. I'm a homeschool father of five, raising our kids out here in Eastern Plains of Colorado. In studio, Steve Vaughn, another homeschooling father of six. Next 11, you take over the world your way. We'll take over the world ours. That's Mike Ferris. Was given to say that over the years. I borrowed that from him. Friends, we're in a good mood. Why? Because we find that there are some 3 million kids outside of the public schools. Their parents are homeschooling them. They have a shot at a distinctively Christian form of education. Not that all of them do. But the fact that you get 3 million kids out of the public schools where there is an enforced godless form of education in which kids are not brought up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Friends, this puts me in a good mood. I know that our detractors aren't happy about this. We have a growing bunch of detractors out there. Steve pointed out that there is an IHateKevinSwanson.com up there.
Just look it up.
Just look it up. It's there. Yeah. Okay. We have a growing list of detractors. Why? Because we're getting out there. We're getting the word out there, and we're bringing the word of God to the antithesis of the day, and the enemy hates it. So we just say tough bananas. There's a lot of people are very upset about the fact we got 3 million kids outside of the public schools. Why? Because they are so committed to a godless form of education. They're committed to getting those GLSEN organizations into the public schools and getting those 7-year-olds indoctrinated in a homosexual lifestyle as early as 6 or 7 years of age. Friends, I'm telling you, GLSEN signs in primary schools in Douglas County, Colorado. I've seen them there. They're all over the place. They're indoctrinating kids into a homosexual lifestyle at 6 or 7 or 8 years of age, and our detractors love it. They love it. But we're saying, hey, bring your kids up in the fear of the Lord, the nurture of the Lord. That's the clear demand of Paul in Ephesians 6 and verse 4, and fathers specifically are responsible to see that that happens. All right, Steve, as I said, we have a fair number of detractors, and a number of them have been trying to drive some wedges between various leaders in the conservative Christian movements. And this has happened just over the last 2 to 3 days or 2 to 3 weeks. It's sort of funny. The apostate.coms, the patheos.coms, and others are on the front lines working very hard to try to develop infighting amongst conservative Christian groups. And they do it by way of taking us out of context.
Yes.
And they do that all the time. By the way, they did the same thing for Jesus Christ, who at his trial had several false witnesses come up against him and point out that he did say he was destroying the temple in 3 days.
Yeah, you better be careful with that, because now they're going to say that Kevin Swanson thinks he's Jesus Christ.
Yeah, exactly. Next thing they're going to say. That's right, because they're going to put me out of context.
That's right.
False witnesses have done that from the beginning. No surprise whatsoever. But their goal is to develop more circular firing squads, which is exactly what we warned against in our previous program that irritated a few people out there. We warned World Magazine, HSLDA, Kevin Swanson. We warned ourselves. We warned everybody to watch out for circular firing squads. And I think we ought to be careful about that. And I think we ought to note that the other side is working very hard to be sure that we develop circular firing squads and we take each other down. And I'm against that. And at this point, friends, I'm saying, hey, let's not divide chief friends. A froward man sows strife, and a whisper separates chief friends. Boy, if that's not happening on patheos.com and other apostate.com websites, I don't know what else they're doing here, Steve. There is a demonic spirit out there working very hard to destroy any slight little bit of conservative pushback against a pro-homosexual, pro-abortion, pro-socialist, pro-public school movement out there. And I'm here to say I'm not taking the bait. I don't think any of us want to take the bait. Here at Generations Friends, we're here to say we appreciate what other organizations have been doing opposing the humanist agenda for the last 30, 40 years.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thankful for what God has done with the homeschooling movement. I'm thankful for Homeschool Legal Defense Association.
Oh,
Mike
absolutely.
Ferris, Mike Smith, I just shot another note to Mike Ferris, telling him how much I loved him and how much appreciated the work that they've done over the years. And I will continue to do that till the day I die, Lord willing, the creek don't rise.
That's right. Our family's lifetime members of HSLDA, and we would never revoke that.
We love them.
We love them.
We love the battle they've been fighting against the socialist cause. And yeah, okay, the pro-totalitarian, pro-public school, pro-homosexual websites, the IHateHomeschool.com websites are working very hard to destroy HSLDA's reputation and our reputation, and they're trying to develop battles between us and so forth. I'm not taking the bait, friends. I love these people, and I will love them to my dying day, okay? And you can take that to the bank with you. I also appreciate World Magazine. I've appreciated this kind of stuff Warren Cole Smith has done recently on World Magazine's articles. I like Joel Bell's articles. There's a lot of good stuff coming out of World Magazine. I've been taking the magazine since the 1980s, and we use a fair amount of its content. In fact, an upcoming program, I'll be drawing from an article from Warren Cole Smith. These guys have some good things to say. We've interviewed Warren Cole Smith recently. I think I interviewed Joel Belts a couple of years ago. I appreciate the kinds of things these guys have been doing. There may be slight differences here and there. But, friends, I think overall we need to come back again and again and affirm the kinds of things that these guys have been doing over the years. One of the things I like is they're extremely pro-life, and they work just about every angle of the pro-life issue. They also are very good at affirming any kind of Christian work in the area of welfare and caring for the poor. And I appreciate that. They also have a huge international staff that does great articles on what's happening in the kingdom of God around the world, and I appreciate that as well. They are a fairly conservative Christian magazine that's holding the line, and I appreciate World Magazine for that reason.
Absolutely. It's a great magazine, and we've been taking it for quite a while, too, and we love to see it come in. We read it from cover to cover, and we love the magazine.
Now, I like James Dobson, too. I like Mark Driscoll, John Piper, Josh Harris, but the minute you say, I appreciate some of the things Mark Driscoll has done, said, John Piper, or fill in the blank, you know, someone's going to come back and say, yeah, but what about this? What about that? And what about this? And what about that? And, friends, I'm here to tell you that, okay, it's okay to say there are certain things I may not agree with Mark Driscoll on, or John Piper, or James Dobson. It's okay. It's okay to take issue with certain things they have said that may not be exactly in line with Scripture. But on the other hand, if you're the kind of guy who never affirms anything the Spirit has done positively in people's lives, I'm here to tell you, you're going to have a hard time on Judgment Day, I think.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not the kind of guy who recognizes the mercy of God and represents and shows the mercy of God from time to time and affirms the good things that happen in people's lives, are you really part of the kingdom of God? Have you really embraced the grace of Christ yourself? See, I think we can be way too negative. I think it is possible to be way too negative, Steve. Hopefully we aren't. Now, news organizations do focus on the negatives. If there have been negative stories coming out of the homeschooling movement, it is tempting for news organizations like ours to mainly focus upon those things because bad news sells. However, it seems to me that it's important for us to recognize the positives and focus more on the positives than the negatives when it comes to what the Spirit of God has done in the lives of fellow ministries or ministers.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I think we try to do each time on this program is to present the side of hope as well, that there is always hope in Christ, that if you are a homosexual and you're wanting to get out, there is hope in Christ. If you are, if any sinner, there is hope in Christ, and that's one of the things that we want to present.
And if some folks don't bat 1,000 on everything they've ever said and wrote, hey, give them a break. We're not talking about compromising on the doctrine of the Trinity here, the two natures of Christ. Now, it may be, we'll give you an example of somebody who's compromised on who God is.
Yeah.
You know, they've mistook God to be themselves.
Oh, yeah.
That's a problem. If God is you, and you pretty clearly laid that out, you've got the wrong religion. Okay? So there's examples like that out there. However, there's a difference between camels and gnats. And if you can't distinguish between camels and gnats based upon biblical ethical constructs, church historical teachings, and the ancient creeds of the church, friends, you don't belong in this business. You ought not to be a teacher or a writer, and certainly you should stay away from the blogosphere.
Yeah, the Bible clearly states that if you claim to be a teacher, that you will be held to a higher standard because you are claiming to lead other people.
And Steve, you know, here's one thing I find as Christians pick apart Christians on the blogosphere. Augustine in his Confessions talked about people who are more upset over misspelling sodomy than sodomy itself.
Yeah.
Now, I think it was something like murder, maybe, but whatever the case, it's a great example.
Yeah.
There's somebody who can't keep it straight. You know, he gets all bent out of shape when someone misspells sodomy. But he's not all that irritated with sodomy. So he can be somewhat supportive of the pro-sodomy websites while he's taking his Christian brother apart for misspelling the word. You follow me?
Oh, yeah.
That kind of stuff is out there. And it's guys who've lost perspective. And it's because, friends, they've lost the wisdom because they've lost humility and they don't love their brothers. Those, I believe, are the fundamental reasons why some Christians are getting out of whack on the blogosphere. There's a difference between approving of Sodom's neuronic weddings or pedophilia and NAMBLA and all that, and using the wrong amount of water in a baptism, for example.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're a little too conservative on whether your daughters get to go to college or not. There's a little bit of a difference between that and supporting pedophilia.
Yeah.
And supporting sodomy. But a lot of guys, they can't see the difference. They've lost all perspective. All perspective. They have no concept of Christian liberty on some issues. And there ought to be some liberty on whether or not daughters go to college. There ought to be some Christian liberty on that issue.
Yeah.
Between certain jurisdictions. Some jurisdictions may go for it. Some jurisdictions, some family jurisdictions may not go for it. But boy, if you start to suggest a little Christian liberty in that area, that's a capital crime, practically, in the minds of some people out there. And friends, I'm not going to diss my friends at World Magazine or HSLDA or Right to Life or Focus on the Family just because some pro-homosexual, pro-feminist, pro-socialist apostate organization is trying to force me to diss them. Okay? Ain't going to happen. Not going to happen with us. Why? Because we're Christians. We're called to despise the world, to hate the world, and love our brother. Problem with some Christians is they get that mixed around. You have to love everything the world ever produced. They love everything Hollywood ever produced. And they hate their brothers for whatever their brother produced last week.
Yeah.
They have a hard time distinguishing. Why? Because there ain't a lot of Spirit of God working here. And that's a problem. So as Christians, man, we got to pull together and we need to be unified. And you know, if our brother is fighting the dragons and his shoe isn't tied, okay, tie a shoe. Okay, don't make a big stink out of it. Tie a shoe, point out that he's got a little problem with a doctrinal issue here or there, tie a shoe, and then he can get back out there and fight the dragons with everything in him. There's too many Christians out there swatting flies while the dragons are burning down the villages. And they're pretty much useless for the kingdom of God. Okay, I know those are harsh words. But, you know, if the shoe fits, wear it. I don't know if anybody's listening might take this and apply it to their own lives. I need to apply it to my own life from time to time, too, because I get so focused on some minor difference I have with a brother. Meantime, there are significant issues that really need to be addressed.
Yeah, we need to be iron sharpening iron. And that's what, you know, I think we're trying to get is that as we come up with different opinions on certain things, we're trying to sharpen each other. We're not disagreeing on any of the essentials of the Christian faith. But if somebody does deny any of the essentials of the Christian faith, then we need to bring that up. But the non-essentials, we can sharpen each other on those things.
And let's get a little perspective, friends. We're David. The enemy is Goliath. In a moment, I'm going to give you a story where the government is redistributing $16.6 billion to liberal organizations. And meantime, man alive, the little teeny weeny Focus on the Families, Family Research Council, Alliance Defense Funds, Tea Parties, ACLJs, they hardly have anything. They're like a tiny, 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 tiny percentage of the enemy. The enemy is 1,000 feet high. This Goliath is way, way bigger than what David faced. And yet, the enemy is doing its best to get us to destroy ourselves, to take ourselves apart with a circular firing squad thing. In a moment, we're going to talk about We're going to get some perspective here. We're going to pull things back into perspective by contrasting the size of the enemy to the tiny, tiny little organizations that are opposing the enemy in the present day during the decline and the fall of Western civilization. This is Kevin Swanson. The program is Generations. We'll be back in just a moment.
For thousands of years, families would work together in the fields in a family economy.
Little boys would plow the fields next to dad, and everybody would help with harvest.
Pickin' time. Well, now youth unemployment and underemployment rates stand at 80%, double what it was in 2001, two recessions ago. Unemployment and underemployment for college graduates exceeds 50%. And 70% of young men are not grown up by 30 years of age, up from 30% in 1970. Back in 1930, 70% of 15-year-old boys were still working on the family farms. Now they play computer games until they're 30 years old. No, make that 35. The family economy has virtually disappeared in the last 50 years, but we're bringing it back. Generations with Vision is sponsoring family economics conferences all over the country. In 2014, we're sponsoring conferences in Denver and Kansas City, Missouri. We're getting together with thousands of families to talk about family-integrated economies, mentoring your sons and daughters in business, and trusting God to provide the increase. Register today at FamilyEconomics.com.
We are back on the Generations Radio Broadcast. Kevin Swanson with you today, friends, as we try to salvage some piece of Western civilization. Yes, faith, family, and freedom are dying out right now in the Western world. Here we are in the basement of my home on the Western Plains of Colorado. Steve Vaughn also in studio with me as the bad guys are teaming up against the tiny little David, the little opposition that is placed up against the large liberal establishment that has taken our nation to endorsing homosexual marriage, the neurotic agenda. 42% of kids born outside of wedlock, up from 6% in 1960. Church attendance is dropping off to 18% for millennials, down from 55% for the silent generation. This is bad news for anybody interested in faith, family, and freedom. And yet, there are points in time which Gideon reduces to 300 men, and we got to fight back. Okay? It's just that at this point, it seems like the 300 men aren't getting along with each other as well as we would like them to. The efforts to divide and conquer and destroy what little opposition exists towards the Christian approach to epistemology, metaphysics, and ethics is intense, friends, intense. Here's the Daily Caller article that came out just a day or two ago. The Department of Justice is giving liberal activist groups money from $16.6 billion settlement. Bank of America Judicial Watch reports. The groups benefiting are, according to Investors Business Daily, the National Council of La Raza, Operation Hope, National Community Reinvestment Coalition, Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America, effectively, you know, Communist Group 1, Communist Group 2, Communist Group 3, Communist Group 4, just the leftist organizations that are doing everything they can to rip apart the heart and soul of America, destroy the faith, destroy any kind of family, create a state in which there will be some kind of rising persecution against whatever Christian stuff is left in the Western world. The money also went to delinquent borrowers in Chicago, Oakland, Detroit, Philadelphia, other major Democrat strongholds. This is wealth redistribution scheme disguised as a lawsuit. Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch, told the Daily Caller, who benefits from the redistribution to interest groups the administration relies on, outside interest groups, allies, politicians, and communities trying to benefit as well. It's kind of a backdoor way to redistribute the wealth. They've already redistributed hundreds of billions of dollars, but if they can find another way to redistribute another $1, 2, or 3, or 4 billion into their favorite coffers, people who will vote Democrat and vote for more redistribution of the wealth. So it really works well. It's a nice revolving door that continues and continues and continues. If that's what they're getting, that's what they're getting. They're getting it to the tune of billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars. And I want to contrast that for a moment with what happens amongst the Christian organizations that are still trying to retain some little modicum of cultural and political freedom and faithful values to scriptural principles, okay? There's a couple organizations out there like Focus on the Family, Alliance Defense Fund. I mean, these guys to some extent, tried to maintain some freedom of speech for Christians in the public square. They have tried. to maintain some kind of a pressure towards not killing hundreds of millions of babies in America and around the world. They've tried. There's a huge organization, tiny little organization. Now, some look at Focus on the Family as a major organization. Hey, they're only $80 million a year.
Yeah, okay? $80 million to a lot of people is a lot of money.
It is, but
when
compared to $16.6 billion,
and
the amount of money spent by Planned Parenthood, $1.1 billion each year, friends, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's a tiny, tiny, tiny drop in the bucket. Focus on the Family, $80 million. By the way, they're dropping fast. They dropped from $100 million last year to $80 million this year, 2013. And they were at $115 million in 2010. So $115 million down to $100 million down to $80 million. They're dropping. Focus on the Family is losing influence, as far as I can tell. Probably with James Dobson leaving.
Yeah.
Okay. HSLDA, I'm going to estimate somewhere around $5, $10 million. They're definitely not a $100 million organization. AFA's at $16 million per their annual report. Family Research Council, $30 million. Alliance Defense Fund, $51 million. Tea Party's at $37 million. ACLJ's at $17 million. And National Right to Life's at $10 million. That totals $264 million for the most conservative organizations, Christian organizations, that maintain some desire to fight back and regain some kind of freedom, some kind of right to life, some kind of protection of Christian liberties. Okay, $264 million, that's the total for the largest conservative Christian organizations I could find online. Friends, that's almost nothing. That's almost nothing. That's a drop in the bucket in comparison to the organizations that get money from the federal government. Hey, these organizations, if they got a dime from the federal government, there would be lawsuits flying everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere. Why? Because the liberals run the country, okay? They're funneling hundreds of billions of dollars into their own accounts. And they're assuring, they're maintaining, they're guaranteeing the fact that liberals, socialists, communists, people who hate life, people who hate any semblance of family values and want to destroy the family in America will continue to prosper and will continue to do their work. Meantime, $264 million is really, and by the way, we're nobody, so I didn't even include us on
yeah,
the list.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We don't even belong on the list. I didn't include World Magazine on the list because they're teeny-weeny as well.
Yeah.
Okay? I just looked at the big guys. The big guys put together $264 million altogether. That's only one quarter of what Planned Parenthood's budget is in a given year and one half of what Planned Parenthood gets from the federal government each year. Okay, so here's the deal. Everything that Focus on the Family, HSLDA, AFA, Family Research Council, Alliance Defense Fund, Tea Party, ACLJ, National Right to Life, pulled together from the little grandmas and grandpas out there that are writing their $5 and $10 checks, these voluntary contributions on the blood, sweat, and tears of people who are willing to give of their lives to save babies, and to see that somehow Christian values continue somewhere in the country, that only makes up a half of what one organization gets from the government in any given year. Planned Parenthood gets over $500 million from the government in a given year. That's your tax money. And friends, the tiny little opposition pulled together from some of the conservative Tea Party, Focus on the Family organizations to try to push back on the rising tyranny and the destruction of Christian principles in this nation constitutes a drop in the bucket compared to what liberal causes are getting. The $16.6 billion redistributed to liberal causes by the Department of Justice. Hey, this little $264 million of all the conservative Christian organizations put together is only 1% of that. Only 1% of that. And now we're only talking about one lawsuit allowing some kind of redistribution of the wealth to liberal causes. That's only one. It's only one.
Wow.
So, Steve, we are 1/100th. We are 1/1000th. We are probably 1/10,000th of the size of the giants that are out to destroy this country, destroy faith, family, and freedom in this country. And guess what? The bad guys are getting us to destroy each other. They've got a really good strategy because they know that if the truth gets out, if somehow somebody gets to criticize what's going on in these liberal organizations and what's happening in these apostate.com websites, if we're allowed to say anything at all and we get anything of a listening audience of more than 100 people or 1,000 people, they get very, very, very upset about it. The left can't handle the idea that Kevin Swanson might get us spend $10,000 a year to reach 10,000 people in America with a message slightly different than what you get in the public schools, what you get in the public media, what you get with 99.99999% of the money redistributed by the liberal federal government. My friends, do you see the battle we're up against? Oh, absolutely. We've got to hang together or we will hang separately.
Absolutely. But, you know, God used 300 men with Gideon to fight the Midianites who had 100,000 people. That's 0.3%. So, you know, that's not bad odds.
We are just a tiny little flea on the backside of the dragon, friends. And that dragon's consuming the villages, destroying the nation, and we're going to fight each other? Give me a break.
We have got to work together.
We have got to hang together or we're going to hang separately. Okay, it's absurd, absurd that there should be all kinds of battles going on inside the conservative Christian church, whatever remains of it today. And the one way in which we can overcome this is by love, by loving the brother and by laying our lives down for the brother and having enough interest in the brother to pick up the phone and give him a call and have a little chat for 5-10 minutes. You may not want to bleed for your brother. You may not want to die for your brother. You may not be at that point yet, but I'm going to ask you a question. Are you willing to spend 5 minutes on the phone with him? Okay? And you're not dying yet. You're not shedding any blood yet. All you're doing is picking up the phone and say, hey, let's do coffee. Hey, there was a disagreement between two brothers around the beginning of the church, the first 2 centuries or so. This brother lived, you know, on the other side of the Mediterranean Sea. He got in a boat. He spent 3 months, might have been 6 months, trying to get to his brother. He knocked on the door and he sat down with him and he worked through it for a number of weeks, perhaps months, till they arrived at some unity. And then the church continued and it grew and it grew and it grew and it grew. But unless there are brothers willing to work through issues and to discuss the nuances that exist in some of these more complicated issues, friends, we're not going to see the Christian church advance. We're going to continue to see the demise of the Christian church and the loyal opposition against the gigantic dragon over the next 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years. There's got to be relationships formed, and there has to be a willingness to cultivate those relationships by way of biblical conflict resolution, getting in rooms, talking, working things out, and learning to love the brother. If that doesn't happen, we're not playing according to the rules of the kingdom of God. We're not even building the kingdom of God. So there has to be some kind of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, patience, willingness to work through it over the long haul, and humility, in order to establish a true blue loyal opposition against the dragons that are consuming the villages. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that's been helpful to you as we continue to work through the battle and understand the distinction between loving the world and loving the brother. There's a difference. We need to know who the enemy is, and we need to realize that sometimes our brother is perhaps a little taken by the enemy and needs to be loved, needs to be talked to, needs to be worked with. Let's spend that time. Let's work through it. But let's not be spending more time and giving more credence to the enemy than we do to our own brother. I believe that's the lesson that Jesus Christ gave to us, and certainly we see it in 1 John. Ladies and gentlemen, you can interact with this radio program by emailing me directly at hostkevinswanson.com. If you have any issue with anything I've said, before you blog, give me a note. Just send it down to hostkevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.